When Antiochus Harusha heard what happened in Eretz Yisrael, how just a few Yidden won over his mighty Yevonish army, and that the Yidden started to learn Torah again, he became very angry and said,
"That's it! I've had enough of sending my soldiers to Eretz Yisrael. Now, I will be going along with my army. I'm going to gather the toughest, strongest, and meanest soldiers. And I myself, the mighty King Antiochus, will lead the way."
"Ha, ha, ha, you silly Antiochus. Do you really think you'll be able to fight with us? We are the children of the Abishter. He is the biggest and strongest king ever. And the Abishter will show you what he can do."
"That's right, Rafi. On the way to Eretz Yisrael, the Abishter already started punishing Antiochus, and he came down with a very bad stomach ache."
"Ouch! My stomach hurts me so much. I feel like it's turning upside down. Hey, stomach, can't you stay in one place? Oh, it hurts. I feel like I have to throw up. Nah, it's not nice to see a king throwing up. But my stomach is so upset. 1 minute. Am I seeing right? What's this? I have a pimple. Since when do I have a pimple over here? Oh no, I see another one. And another one. What's happening to me? Am I suddenly getting terrace? Oh, my stomach is really hurting me. My hands are itching. And my throat is itching. And my nose. Oh, I smell a very bad smell here. I'm afraid that my nose is not working. My nose broke down. What's that bad smell?"
"Honorable King Antiochus, your nose is working fine. You're right, it smells terrible. And sadly, it's coming from you, Mr. King. You smell so bad. Ugh."
"Hey, you disrespectful soldier. Is that how you speak to a king? You chutzpahdika soldier."
"Mr. King, that's right. There's a very bad smell coming from you. And we can't take it anymore. We are all going back home. If you still want to go to Eretz Yisrael, go by yourself. No one asked you to start up with the Yidden. That's your own fault, Mr. King. Don't you see that the Abishter is on the Yidden side? And he's punishing you. Suddenly, you became so sick, and you smell so bad. Soldiers, listen up. We are all heading back home right now. We don't want to get punished too. Let's go home."
"I don't care. You hear me? I said I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I will continue to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and whoever I find learning Torah, I will give such a punishment that he will remember me for the..." Whoa! What was that? A nearby elephant just sneezed so loudly that it scared away my elephant. "Hey, elephant! Why are you suddenly so wild? Hey, hey! Look out! You're throwing me off! Under such conditions, I'm afraid I won't make it to Eretz Yisrael. Hey, stop! Elephant! Hey! This elephant is twisting and jumping all over the place! Hey, elephant! Can't you be normal? Elephant! What is with you?" Why are you jumping so high? I'm falling off your back. I'm flying. I'm in there.
And the elephant jumped so high that King Antiochus was thrown high up in the air and then came crashing down on the floor and eventually died.
The Russia Antiochus was now dead, and the Yevanim did not return to Eretz Yisrael, nor did they ever bother the Yidden again.